Automatic across-the-board federal spending cuts will be triggered on Friday unless the President and Congress can reach some sort of 11th-hour compromise. To help us make sense of the mess and how he believes it can be avoided, we have Senator Bob Casey on the phone. And thank you so much for your time, Senator.
Thank you.
By now, we've all heard about the impact sequestration will have on Pennsylvania, according to the White House data. But what, Senator, jumps out at you the most? We certainly can't afford many more job losses here.
Well, it's down to one word, jobs. There are a lot of implications, but that's the main impact. More than 78,000 jobs, a little more than half of those defense jobs. So that's the one-year number. That's the reason we need to avoid this. But you could add other reasons as well, and we can avoid it in a reasonable and balanced way. We don't have to do something that is as misguided as a sequester, as we can do something that's rational and makes sense.
So what would your Senate Democratic Caucus propose? A mix of spending cuts and what?
Right. $55 billion in cuts, $55 billion in revenue. It's as simple as that. And that allows us to avoid the imposition of this indiscriminate across-the-board cut between now and January of 2014. That gives us the time and the space to do tax reform, which is essential to making sure that we have a sustainable fiscal path forward. And the only way you can do that is with a balanced and bipartisan approach ultimately, but I think we should have a balanced approach just for this problem ahead of us. So I'm going to continue working this week to make sure that we pass our proposal to avoid this.
Now, these blunt force cuts we're talking about were agreed to back in 2011 as a way to spur action on a compromise from all parties involved there in Washington, D.C. But to at least we in the public out here, it seems both sides are dug in, willing to allow something to happen that neither side really wants.
Well, there's no question that we need to have people in both parties work harder to come together. But we've shown in the recent past that that can be done, albeit sometimes too late, albeit in an incomplete fashion. But look, over the last 18 months, we've had deficit reduction of $2.5 trillion. That means we're more than halfway there, and we've got to keep working to get the other deficit reduction done. And the best way to do that is to approach it just like a family or a small business. They deal with these problems in a balanced way. They deal with it by focusing on priorities, not indiscriminate slashing, but they make sure that they can make their household budget or their business budget balance, because they invest in priorities, they invest in things that work, and they cut what doesn't work, and they cut what's inefficient. That's what we got to do.
With that in mind, there's a GOP-backed plan that would let the president himself decide how to cut $85 billion with a scalpel instead of a meat cleaver. What do you make of that idea?
Well, I think it's part of it is to make it the administration's problem, and this is a problem that the Congress had a hand in creating. Congress has to work to resolve it. Number one, but number two, I think just the premise is flawed. The sequester is the wrong approach to try and achieve fiscal responsibility. Why would you just dress up the fiscal problem by changing the way that it gets implemented? It's almost like saying in the Titanic analogy, where you know the deck chairs idea. This is basically saying that you get to line up the deck chairs while Congress watches you do it. That doesn't make any sense. We should avoid bad public policy. We should avoid the imposition of these indiscriminate cuts that no business would do, that no family would do, because they don't make sense. Why would you cut medical research the same way you cut a very inefficient program? That doesn't make any sense at all.
And now the number we've been talking about here is $85 billion. I can't believe I'm saying this, but when you think about overall federal spending and overall federal debt, it doesn't seem to be that much money. But we're talking about significant effects here, is the bottom line.
Yeah, they are, because it's a big and indiscriminate cut to the part of the budget, frankly, that is not growing very fast. It doesn't even get to the basic problem, which is the part of the budget that's been growing too fast that we have to better manage. So it's wrong in its initial approach as to the part of the budget it targets, and it's obviously wrong in the indiscriminate nature of it. Cutting should be done strategically. It's the old scalpel versus the, you know, a hatchet. We should be cutting in a way that's appropriate, cutting in ways that make sense. It's a very simple expression. Cut what doesn't work. Cut what's inefficient. Cut which is harming economic growth. Cut what is holding back the middle class. Cut what doesn't make sense for our national security. Don't just indiscriminately treat every cut the same way. No family would do this. No business would do this if they wanted to succeed and grow.
Very quickly, Senator, before I let you go, how optimistic are you that the work that you and your colleagues are doing can help to avoid this by Friday?
Well, we got to keep working, and I still have some optimism we can get this done in a balanced and bipartisan way, but I wouldn't be truthful if I said that I was betting on it. But if the deadline passes, we got to keep working to make sure we get this done in a matter of days, not a matter of months.
Well, we'll all be watching, and Senator Casey, thank you so much for your time.